Everybody looked at me because I was a bouncer and I was doing all these wicked things. People were afraid of me. But to let God into my heart and into my life and to accept Him as my Lord and Savior was just a life-changing thing. It was something that I have no regrets for.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Jeff Van Every, an Upper Cayuga from the Six Nations, as he shares how thankful he is that God saved him and turned his life around.
When I went to the altar, I said, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I believe you're going to do that for me. And to accept it together, me and my wife together, to go to the altar is kind of rare. We got saved together because we both realized the mistakes that we made and that we need to do this together. We need to do it, and that's where it starts. When you realize and you feel it in your heart, and you're getting those strings pulled, and you say, "Well, you know, this is what I'm going to do." Because I believe. I thought I believed in all this other stuff. Well, look where it got me. You know, the benefits of going to that altar and standing there before Christ, standing there knowing that you are standing before the Creator of all mankind, of heaven and earth, and saying, listen, I believe in you. I'm going to follow you. I understand that you died. You were buried, and on the third day, you were raised. And that's what I stand by. It was a life-changing experience because I remember standing there with her and just feeling totally relieved. And tears were coming down my cheeks, and tears were flowing down her cheeks. And after that, it was just something. God has forgiven me, and this is what it means to me, the difference between heaven and hell. Because the things that I was doing, I was heading straight for hell. But now the things that I do, I know I'm still going to heaven. I'm still on my way. And I'm going to make those mistakes. And when people come up to me and they say, wow, what you think or what you're doing, you think you're, I remember when you were out, that's fine. That's fine. It used to bother me at the beginning, but it doesn't bother me anymore. But I tell them, look what Jesus did for me. Look what he'll do for you. And God told me that. He says, you know, it's not you that they hate. It's me that's in you. So he says, you're going to be persecuted for my name's sake. Because of who you serve. We still continue to go to church, and we still started reading our Bibles together and praying together. These were all things that we never experienced because we never knew. Because her background was, you go to church, and her parents basically left it up to them to go to church. And they usually only went to church on holidays, Easter or Christmas or things along that line. But, after that, things just started changing. We didn't even have a vehicle. We didn't have no transportation. And one day my sister-in-law came up because she had seen the changes in our lives. And she handed me a set of keys and said, here, I have a van down on the res there. You go get it, it's yours. And I said, well, how long has it been sitting there? And she says, well, it's been down there about a year, but it's yours if you want it. So I was pretty excited, so we got a ride down there. I think she even took us down there and went there, and I put the key in there, and I pumped the gas a little bit, and that thing fired right up. My wife got a job at an egg farm. And it was out a ways from where we lived. But God just starts providing. providing the things that he knows that you need in order to basically survive. And now realizing in his word that he said, I will provide for you, because if I can provide for all the animals and the birds and the different things that live among us, he says, aren't you more important to me than them? And I supply for them. So, you know, but these are all things that as you learn and as you walk with Christ, that he starts teaching you and showing you that you never seen before, because you were never in it. But once you get over and you accept the Lord as your Savior, all this opens up so that you realize, wow, all this time I could have had this relationship and things would have been better. But now, you know, having that relationship and having that walk started in our lives. And I bought a study Bible and reading that, me and my wife reading that together and praying together, going to church and going to Sunday school and Bible study and doing those types of things. And the things that we look back at now and say, wow, you know, God is really, really doing things, really blessing us. And we felt blessed. And it just goes on and on of the many blessings that God has bestowed on our lives that we otherwise wouldn't have experienced if we didn't get into that relationship with God. But through all this, you know, you get tried and tested. Your faith is challenged at times because of, you know, you're not really sure of things. And me not being raised in the Bible, didn't know, you know, really. Just had to rely totally on God of what he wanted me to do or what he had planned for me. Let's put it that way. The plans that he had for me in my life. And for not only me, but my wife and my children, and to be that light. Everybody looked at me because I was a bouncer and I was doing all these wicked things. People were afraid of me. But to let God into my heart and into my life and to accept him as my Lord and Savior was just a life-changing thing. It was something that I have no regrets for. You know, and in the times that I am challenged, I just remember the ways that I used to handle things, and now I don't handle them like that anymore. I give them to the Lord because I'm thankful for what he's done for me, the gift that he's given to me. And not only that, but giving me back my family, giving me back a second chance, an opportunity to reach out at times like this, to give a testimony that you can live in the times that you're going through now, and you can stay in that turmoil, or you can make a decision to get out of that turmoil and give it to the Lord. No matter what it is, no matter whether you're native, whether you're non-native, and even though I didn't feel worthy, I guess I can say worthy of being used by God. But you don't know that until you take that step. You know, you don't realize how much God loves you or what his plans are for you in his life. And these are all things that I had to learn as I walked. I walked with him. I'm holding his hand. And as we walk together and as we go through this, he's always there, always directing me, always showing me. You know, Jeff, you need to read your Bible. You need to read your word more, and you need to do this. Because it's not an easy walk. And I tell my kids that. I says, you know something? Anybody can be an alcoholic. That's easy. All you got to do is pick up the alcohol and start drinking. And eventually you'll become an alcoholic because you allow that to take over and consume your life. Anybody can be a drug addict. Anybody can be a prostitute or a drug dealer or this or that. That's all the easy parts. The hard part is not doing it. not giving in to the pressures of society or this world and doing the things that God doesn't want you to do. He said, wide is that gate, wide is that path to destruction. Narrow is that road to righteousness. And I'm not going to say that it hasn't been tough, but it's been an experience that I would share with anybody because of my background and the things. And these are only a few things. These are only a couple of things that on a very, very long list of things that I'm not proud of that I did. You know, having relationships out of wedlock and things like that. The 10 children that I have three that are with different women. Those are things that, just a few things that happen when you don't have God in your life. I'm not proud of them. What I am proud of is that all my kids have accepted the Lord into their lives. And I like to believe it's because they have seen the way that God has changed my life and that how God has not only blessed me, but has also shown me and helped me in my darkest times, my darkest hours. And when I say that, I mean, there are so many times that I came to dying. And that's what I'm grateful for, that I didn't die in my sin. My greatest prayer and hope is that, you know, for those people that hear my testimony, that they would take that calling and they would open up that door to their heart to let the Lord Jesus Christ in so he can start making the changes and cleaning up your heart and your life, and you could start experiencing the joy that I experience every day, knowing that God is with me. And that I'm with him. And that I still make mistakes. But a God that not only loves me, but forgives me. And I'm able to read in the Bible now. This day, if you hear the word, harden not your heart. You know, harden not your heart. Humble yourself and turn to God. You know, I can't totally help you to understand or just to paint a picture of what a joy it is to serve God.
Have you opened yourself to Jesus Christ, or have you hardened your heart? If you're interested in this life Jeff is talking about, listen. It begins when we turn to God and put our trust in Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. That's why Jesus went to the cross, to save us from God's judgment, which we deserved, and to bring us to be with him forever. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Friend, don't harden your heart. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. We hope this story has been an encouragement to you. If so, would you let us know? Or perhaps it's raised some questions in your mind. We invite you to visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life, or download the Storyteller Radio app and choose Hope. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.